Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaking of the power being out.
I don't know. Hey, you know, I thought about this morning, and I go back to our conversation on Friday, or it might have been Thursday, and we were talking about Michael Harris and everything. It's the Braves. It's finding them. You remember I was like, it's just like they can't invent more ways to lose games than how they lose them.
Well, it's the same.
But you know what I mean? It's like,
pretty much.
Damn, another one-run game loss, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Starting pitcher does pretty good.
I mean, you can't pitch better than Bryce Elder pitched.
Best start of his career.
You can't pitch any better than what he did.
They were about to beat Logan. Is it Logan Wood, right? Is that who pitched on Saturday for them, Bo? Logan Wood, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that's – that's one of the best pitchers in ball. Yeah. And it's not like they beat him up or anything, but they were in position to beat him.
Yes.
And then, you know, the bullpen's awful. And it was not good coming into the year, but worst case scenario has taken place.
Yeah,
like,
man.
The best guy out there has turned into one of the worst guys out there. The guy who became the best guy out there is hurt.
Yeah.
Guys that were, okay, maybe, who knows, maybe he can be this, haven't stepped forward into the role that they were kind of, I don't know, asked to step into without maybe having the qualifications to step into them. And then guys that weren't supposed to really be a part of the equation at all outside of blowout games are in there a lot more often. So, yeah, I mean, the bullpen was flawed coming into the year, but it's gone way worse than anyone could have predicted. The thing that doesn't make any sense is and I mean, it's, you know, we're a long way into the season to still be trying to make sense of it, but like, the offense is just awful.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy how many of these guys that, and some of them, I'm not surprised that Eli White or Nick Allen or Alex Verdugo or some of these guys aren't good. The Michael Harris and the Ozzie Albies and the streakiness of others, the fact that Marcelo Zuna, since we found out that his hip is injured, had one hit all week.
Right.
Like, you know, you're not going to win games like that. And they haven't. They've lost 7 in a row. They've lost 5 1-run games in a row. They've lost...
Unbelievable.
What, 14 of the last 17?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. The problem is, there's like not really anything to say that much.
There isn't.
Outside of going further and being like, fire this guy, or why are they doing that? Or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Certainly it's not up to us, thank goodness, but it's awful. Yeah. It's an awful situation.
It's crazy because it's always, to me, it seems like if just one thing goes right or in their way, they win these games.
Yeah.
But it seems like that one thing that we're looking for to go the Braves' way is always going against them, especially, like you said, in late game situations. I mean, you lose a freaking game on a pass ball. You lose a damn freaking game on a walk-off. I mean, there's so many different ways this team finds ways to frustrate the hell out of us. And because, like you just said, the guys who you're expected to carry the offensive load, because we knew this bullpen. You said it already. We knew this
Logan
bullpen.
Logan Webb, I'm sorry.
We knew this bullpen was going to be whatever. You lost your best guy. Did they say what was going on with him?
Who?
I can't think.
Dave's Bell?
Yeah.
It's 15-day IL. So inflammation.
So it's possible he may come back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, possibly he may come back. And now your closer can't close. You brought a guy in, and I thought, you know, I was not one of those people that thought Kimbrel to the rescue or anything like that. but it was weird that he it was just weird. Like, I was like, because then, you know, the next day you see the DFL. Hold on.
Yeah.
What, did he cuss somebody out in the clubhouse afterwards
right.
or something?
Right, because it's not like he was.
Was he the one that flipped over the table full of burgers?
Yeah, he came in. Like, he pitched one inning.
Yeah.
He didn't give up, and it wasn't like great or anything, but right. he didn't give up any runs. He got helped out by the catcher, which is fine, whatever. Yeah. Like, your teammates are supposed to pick you up. Like, it certainly wasn't so bad that you had to move on
exactly.
to me, but also, like, that's just kind of where we are yeah. now. Like, there's so much awful, and it's all been shouted about
yeah.
that now the thing that people are shouting about is Craig Kimbrell being DFA'd because you're tired of all the other stuff. Like, how many times can you talk about Michael Harris not hitting?
Yep.
Or how many times can you talk about Iglesias?
Yeah,
he did.
He
did
one.
Hit a home run
had
on
one.
Saturday.
Yeah, had one.
Put them in position to win the game. But yeah, I mean, all the other stuff is exhausted. You've yelled about it.
Yeah.
So the new thing is Kimbrell.
But I'm like, okay, and it's not, where are we at with this team? Is it just going to have to be swash?
It's going to
be
getting close.
It's getting close to
it's
like
getting
this is
close.
A wash, and we just enjoy the good moments when they happen.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Because right now, it's just, you know, you're so far out
mm-hmm.
that I'm talking about it's going to be that that year when they chase down the Mets time four. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, they got to
yeah.
play like 700 ball to get anywhere near
mm-hmm.
the top of this division, man.
Yep.
And right now, I mean, that's what I'm taking with it, is just take the good. Because the bad is so bad that when Michael Harris hits a solo home run, I'm losing my freaking mind
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Or you go into the night. Because anytime this team right here goes into the late innings, I firmly believe they're going to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no
yeah.
There's no reason to believe that they wouldn't because the bullpen is just kind of that bad. Also, the offense just isn't going to come up with anything.
No, they're not.
They're just not going to – there's no clutch whatsoever.
I know they're going to get guys on base.
Sure. And then they're going to leave them there.
Yeah. They're going to leave them there. Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those ones too, where it's hard because there were a couple of things over the weekend that like you want to dig into a little bit from a like weekend storyline perspective, but there's no time for the little stories when the big story is so negative.
Right.
When you're the fourth worst team in the National League this far into the season, the only three teams in the National League that have a worse record than you are the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are always bad.
Yes.
The Miami Marlins, who are always rebuilding.
Yes.
And the Colorado Rockies, who literally are going to have the worst record in Major League Baseball history.
Yes.
Those are the three teams right now that are worse than you in
yes.
the National League. Like, that's crazy.
Yes.
There's no world. Even if the Braves were like 33-33 right now, it would be like, what's going on? Like, why are these guys still kind of scuffling along like this? They're 10 games under 500 for the first time since 2017 at the tail end of their rebuild.
Yes.
They just lost the losing that they're doing right now.
This ain't a rebuild roster.
No. That's the problem. This
yes.
roster is built. And
yes.
It's looking more dangerously like some of these guys were mistakes. But they haven't lost like this over the last week, month, whatever, since they fired Freddie Gonzalez in 2016.
Yes.
Like, that's the last time they were losing like this. So, I mean, that doesn't make sense.
No,
like,
it
this
doesn't.
Team's not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they are,
and we
know why. Like, it's not, you know, like it's hard to fix, but it's easy to diagnose.
Yeah,
the offense is terrible. On a given night, you have 5 to 6 guys in the lineup that are flat out like bottom third, even lower than that in some cases, bottom 10 in the league in some guys' cases. Bottom third of the league in terms of production, they're bad. Like, they're bad hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2/3 of your lineup on a given night are bad hitters.
Yes.
It's hard to win games like
that. And you're not going to win games.
Problem is,
they're not going anywhere.
Half of those guys are signed long term.
Exactly.
So they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. And you know, there's always that, well, move this guy to get this guy. There is not an impact guy out there that you can get right now. The trade deadline is so far away, and we're in this situation where all these teams now get in the playoffs, so people are going to hold on to their guys longer and longer. And you're just going to have to fight your way through this. And it's going to have to start. I mean, Chris Sale obviously has been doing his damn thing. We call him the stopper and everything like that. Well, he's stopping, but y'all aren't doing nothing to help him.
Yeah, like if he gives up one run and you score zero,
what does it matter?
Can't stop anything.
You know what I mean? What does it matter? And so when you look at going forward with this team, you just got to figure it out. And we've been saying that all season, but it's still true because they're not going to – moving any of these guys right now.
Yeah, no, not now. If it keeps going like this, maybe by the trade deadline you make a future move. But
the way they're playing right now, what's the value?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's my only thing is like, well, move him. Where's his,
I know. That's the hard part.
What are you going to get for
him? The guys that you might even consider doing that with have the lowest value they've ever had.
Yeah, like, so that's...
Ozzie Albies has never played worse. And it's not just at the plate. Like, Ozzie Albies...
He's struggling everywhere.
...is like a bad fielder.
He's struggling.
Obviously, yesterday kicked one that ended up being the winning run. His arm's never been good, but, like, he's not getting the balls. It just... I don't know what it is. Like, if it's lingering injuries because he's been banged up so much the last couple of years. Like... There was always, you could always kind of make up for one part of Ozzy with other parts of Ozzy.
Right.
But now it's kind of all not there. Like the switch hitting stuff isn't working. He's not great right handed anymore. The left handed power numbers aren't there. His range is bad. He's not a good base runner. It's crazy. Like Ozzy Albies 28 years old.
Yep.
We're not talking about a guy who's 36 and on the back end of his career. And Michael Harris is even more confusing because he's 24. Like he's supposed to be entering his prime.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And year over year, he seems to get worse at the plate. And, you know, those are two guys that are signed long-term.
Mm-hmm. And you got to figure, that's why we keep saying.
You can't trade them because there's no value.
And the ultimate thing is they're banking. They have to bank on it now because it's here. It's like what Schnitt said Friday was. He said, we're not a bad team. We're just playing bad.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
I don't know. What's the difference?
I don't know. Man. Like, this is a bad.
We can keep saying we're not a bad team, but you look like you are.
And this is what you hate about baseball is that there's so many damn games. You got to come in and talk about the same thing over and over again. And there has not been for the last month, whatever, we have not mentioned the same thing over and over again with this team because this is what this team is, meaning they're going to lose one-run games all the time. They're not going to come up in clutch situations. They're going to pitch their asses off. They're going to get great starts from the starting pitching and then have to give it over to the damn bullpen, and they're going to blow it.
Right, because that's part of the – and now, to be fair, the bullpen wasn't the bullpen's fault yesterday. True. Strider did give up the four runs. Three of them earned, obviously.
He's still figuring –
He looked better yesterday than he had thus far.
Yes,
and
yes,
again,
he has.
So what? He's 0-5.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, obviously, like, it's so much more fun and easier to talk about those – small picture conversations with individuals. Had they won the series, or maybe they salvaged the series and won the game yesterday?
Was this three in a row?
Three series? Six.
Six series in a row they've lost?
Yeah. They've lost 14 of their last 17 games.
Ooh.
Lost seven games in a row, five of them in a row, one run.
Yes.
Yeah. They're 9-19 in one run games this year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it just a little bit your way.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Because believe it or not, they're in the game.
Oh, I know.
They're in these games.
The most torturous part is every single game you watch till the bitter end because they have a chance. And like you mentioned earlier, a lot of times in the ninth inning, they'll get a guy on in scoring position with an opportunity to tie the game. And then somebody strikes out non-competitively.
Or it's into a double damn play.
Into a double play. Or whatever. There's a passed ball in the ninth inning.
A passed ball, Buck.
A walk-off on Saturday.
do you get hit with the Gatorade for that, or do they throw the Gatorade at the dude who threw the bad pitch?
I don't know, man.
Like, it's a damn walk-off.
Really bad. Really, really, really bad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.